Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good morning.
Let us start our worship today. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 8. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. We learn today that we need to ask, we need to knock, and we need to seek. Then we will receive, the door will be open, and we will find. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful day you give us to come and to pray at your presence, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in the life of your church and your people. We give you thanks for everything, our good health, the strength, the provision, the guidance that come from you, your wisdom that you give us, your word, the salvation of Jesus, the death of Jesus on the cross for our sin, the eternal life. Thank God for the deliverance, healing, grace, the spiritual gifts, oh God, that you give us, the ministry, your church, our jobs, our income, our families, our spouses and children. Thank you, Lord, for the food, the shelter, the bed, that we have our bread every morning. It's coming from you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you for your help and your support unto us. Thank you for leading us in the way that you want us to go and do the work of yours and live our life unto you. Let's now come to the Lord and let us confess our sin, our trespasses, the things that we have done wrong in the past days, the things that we ought to do but we did not do. Let's repent of all these things and commit ourselves to God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Forgive, O God, as we confess and renounce our sin. Forgive, O Lord. Cleanse us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing us. As you promised, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and He will purify us from all unrighteousness. And now let us come to God and ask Him our needs, small or big needs. God only can give. God only can help us. Lord, answer our prayers as we are asking you, Lord, our needs. We present to you, Lord, our petition. O God, give us alms, give us help, give us our needs, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your help and your support, the answer of prayers. Thank you for provision. Thank you for the assurance that we have a God who hears us, who is there when we need Him. Thank you, God, for answering all our prayers. We trust you, Lord, that at your perfect time, we receive what we ask according to your will. Oh God, and as we seek you about certain things, you will lead us, Lord, step by step to the right choice of yours, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray. If you know anybody who's in need of prayers, ask a prayer, he's in trouble, let us help that brother or sister with the prayer. Hear us, O God. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Hear us as we pray to you, Lord. lead us and guide us, support us and strengthen us, O God. Hear us as we pray. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your spouse, and pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, I pray that our families will shine for you, Lord. I pray that each and every single family, Lord, oh God, I pray that your name will be glorified, that all of them will work to serve you, every family of us, complete the families, Lord, and also bless the children, that the parents will give always good instruction from your word. I pray for obedient children. I pray each family will reach others with the gospel of yours and to implement your will, O God, in full in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every family, Lord, whatever needs you satisfy, solve a problem and give solutions and open doors. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray now for all our workplaces. The places we are working, let's commit them to the hand of God. Let us, God, to bless our boss, the places we work. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lead us in. And guide us, oh God. Bless the places that we are working. Bless our bosses. We commit ourselves to be a good example to others. Oh God, I pray for that you bless these places, that my brothers and sisters are working, that they will receive their salaries on time, so they can bring to you what belongs to you, oh God. I pray they will preach your word with action and with deeds and with words in the name of Jesus. I pray for those having delayed salaries or pending salaries have not yet received. Lord, bless their places and touch their boss to give them their pending salaries in full in the name of Jesus. Won't you, Lord, answer our prayers and petition, O God. Let's pray for our neighborhood. Let's pray for our friends, relatives, neighbors, the people that we meet every day, the people that we meet through the media. Let's pray that through our contact with them that we can praise the gospel, that they will know Christ through our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal us and guide us and lead us, O God, to preach your word to all these people around us in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God. Lord, lead us to invite people to Christ, new people to bring to you. Oh God, lead us in the way that you want us to go on and serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, O Lord. Let's pray for this place that God had placed his church and the rest of the extension of the church to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, and Sierra Leone, Armenia, America, and the rest of the places in Africa that we have individual members. We pray, Lord, bless all these places. Provide all our needs, O God. Bless all the congregations, the families, whatever logistic need, whatever office need and documentations you will provide for us. Whatever office we need, Lord, you will give us what we need, O God. We pray that you reveal yourself to those who are in authorities in all these places. And you will give us favor in their eyes and sight, Lord. Reveal to them yourself that you are the true God and we are your servant, O God. Make a way, Lord. We commit ourselves to be good citizens in these places, to preach your word, to pray for the people. O God, hear our prayers. And we pray also, Lord, for the church. Let's pray for the church to grow. Let's pray that more filling of the Holy Spirit, commit yourself to serve God, Lord, I pray that you refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Lead us and guide us, O Lord, to do the work of yours. I pray more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray for the message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of preaching, gift of evangelism, gift of prophesying, pastoring, teaching, exhorting, gift of giving. Whatever gift we need and we lack, you will provide for us, Lord, as we pray. Whatever talents and skills you add to your church, God, help us to be fruitful. Help us to reach others, oh God. I pray for more people to be saved, more people to receive water baptism. Oh Lord, I pray that you bless all the ministries of the church. You bless, oh Lord, the worship ministry, the ministry of prayer. Bless, oh God, the farming ministry. Bless, Lord, the publication, the translation ministries. Bless the youth and the children. Bless the church school. Bless the church clinic and the rest of the service that your church is doing. Bless the website. Use all these ministries to reach new people with the gospel of yours and to declare your will and your mysteries, O God. We pray, Lord, that you fulfill the vision of the church, O God. Help us, Lord, to do exactly what you want us. Let your will be done. Multiply us and help us to implement the whole will of yours. Each and every individual of us, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you will comply with you and your will. Let's pray to the two nations, the nation of Ukraine. Let's pray for the war to stop there. We pray, Lord, for this war to stop, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You help and you guide, Lord. Let this war stop completely. And let's, Lord, protect our loved one there, oh God, for the sake of our church member, oh God, protect their families back home in Ukraine in the name of Jesus. And we pray for, let's pray for Sri Lanka, I pray for the economic crisis to be solved there. They will have, oh Lord, petrol, they will have resources of energy. I pray for our brothers and sisters there, provide for them, sustain them. You help them, O God. You guide them, protect them, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all answer of prayers. And we pray also this time, you bless our worship today, our service. Let your name, O God, be lifted up. Let your name be magnified, Lord. Anoint all the items of our worships. Anoint the songs, anoint the musics, anoint the message, anoint the giving, anoint the prayers, O God. Anoint also this recording, Lord, use it, O Lord. Use it, O God, to reach the rest of the church body, O Lord. Our members, our congregations, even use it to reach new people, new places. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
My heart. upright, to you, O God, our hands, our feet, our bodies, O Lord God, let it be as a pleasing aroma unto you. Brothers and sisters, present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. It is your acceptable way of worship. Hallelujah. Let's bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Let us continue to worship the Lord by giving our tithes and offering and our first fruit to God. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for all that you give us and provide for us, Lord. Thank you for our incomes and our salaries. And here we are, bring to you what belong to you from tithes and offerings and first fruit. O God, look from heaven and bless your people. Open the floodgates of heaven and bless us. O God, rebuke the devil in our lives, Lord, and whatever pestilence, rebuke it. Whatever fines, sicknesses, troubles, and things negative, we rebuke the name of Jesus by your promise. And we pray that all nations will know and realize we are blessed by you. Lord, we pray also, God, to give jobs to those who have lost jobs and those who have no income. Provide them income, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray this money multiply it. And use it, Lord, to reach the lost. Help us, help also, Lord, those who are taking care of this money. Anoint them to be used according to your will. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke. Book of Luke, chapter 17. Jesus was speaking to his disciple about matter of faith, and he started to tell them certain things, how to apply faith in their lives. We're going to meditate on this today, how to have the right faith. Luke chapter 17, verse 1-10. How to have right faith and how to apply good principles in our life. Amen. We learn from the Bible, the Word of God, teach us good things and remind us. Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him, through whom they come. Fare better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Verse 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Verse 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye must say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I throw not. So likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things, which are commanded you. Say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that teach us your way and your commands. Help us to persevere. Help us to trust you. Help us to apply the principle of this teaching of yours in our lives. Anoint my lips, O God, with verses and statement. The Lord direct the message according to your will. Let each and every one of us humble himself before you and accept teaching and correction, and that our faith, as we obey, as we decide to obey your word, our faith will increase. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. There are things we learn from what Jesus said. The first things we learn from that discussion about faith and how to relate the faith, that faith in our lives, is in verse 1. He said to them, then said he unto his disciples, it is impossible that the offenses will come. The offenses will come. Troubles and trials will come. Whatever you do to avoid it, to avoid people do bad to you, this will come. Finally, the offenses, people will do bad to you, people will sin against you, people will hurt and will harm you. That will come, and we should accept it, because we cannot do anything about it, because it will come. It will come, and so that, you know, sometimes you are discouraged because there's people do bad to you or hurt you or harm you in whatever way, but Jesus, he promised here that offenses will come. This is the first thing that we need to realize. What else we understand from what Jesus is telling us here? You know, we need, you know, when the offenses will come, we need to give a good testimony, and we need to be a good example to other people, those who are around us. We need to be obedient to God. When the offenses will come, what we need to do? We need to not to react, not to start to do bad things, because we need to keep the good testimony, and we need to keep the good example that others who are around us, we see it. You know, the offenses will come from people around us, and it will come also from the people that we are serving. The people that you are helping and serving, they are the ones who do the offenses to you. But what we need to do here, we need to keep a good testimony, a good example, because there are other people who are younger in faith. They will watch us. They will see how we will act, and are we going to react? Are we going to react in a bad way that we discourage those who are around us? So we are not giving the testimony. That's what we need to keep. We need to not to react. We need to continue to serve. If people, they do offense to us, okay, I will not serve God anymore. That is not a good testimony. And Jesus and God will judge us if you will behave in such a way. Offenses will come, but I need to understand, I should not be discouraged, I not be frustrated, I not be sad or upset. I need to continue serving God. I keep my testimony, I keep my good example, so others will see my life and get encouraged, not to get discouraged of what I am doing. Otherwise, I'll be judged also by the Lord. Now, what else? What else we learn from these things? These are very practical things in our life. You know, when they told me in verse 5, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Yeah, we need to do all these things. Now, we are Christians. You know, that's why we need to do all that. He said, He says in verse 1, but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. Woe unto him. God will be the one to deal with those who do bad. Those who do offense against us, those who trespass against you, you don't need to go and fight yourself. I don't need to go and fight. I need to give a room, keep a room for God, because vengeance belongs to God. Woe unto him. You don't need to fight. That's not your job. That's not your particulars. You do your part. God will deal with them. Vengeance belongs to God. And you are telling something. God can deal with them better than even yourself. God knows how to handle them. It is not your ministry. It is not your to go and fight. God will fight for you. God will deal with them. In verse 2, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, those who cause offenses, those who trouble you, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. See what he say here? God will deal with him, not you. Don't take the seat of God and to take vengeance for yourself. God will deal with him. What is the next things? Take heed for yourself. In verse 4, he told them, in verse 3, he told them, take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself. Why you need to take heed? First, you must understand offenses will come, but you need to give a good testimony. You don't need to fight back. You don't need to revenge. Take heed of yourself. Are you behaving the idea and you are keeping the ministry, keeping the service? Or you are becoming looking in a bad way, or sometimes you want to revenge and you take the place of God? That cannot be. He said, take heed of yourself. Be aware. Wake up. Check yourself. Are you doing what Jesus had said in his word? Yes, Lord, and we will continue to do his word so that he will be the one to reward us. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. That is in verse 3. What we need to do more here? We need to be accountable to deal with sin. If somebody sin, you know, we go and speak at the back. No, don't speak at the back. You go and face him and tell him his wrongdoing. Don't speak to other people. Don't speak at his back. You go and speak to him, correct him, rebuke him. We need to deal with sin in a proper way. God wants transparency in his church. God wants us to be accountable to deal with the wrongdoing. Don't revenge, but go and tell him you did this wrong. Don't flatter people. Don't flatter people. But go and rebuke. You rebuke him, so they will know what is the wrong they did, so they can repent. So we need to rebuke. We go and face to deal with sin. And what else he say? And if he repent, forgive him. That's verse 3. If he repent, forgive him. We need to forgive those who repent. Now, here repentance is not that they will say sorry. It's not about sorry. Many they say sorry, but they continue to do sin. Repentance here is that they truly stop from doing sin. If he repent, forgive him. So we need to be accountable now. If people do wrong, we need to go and face them with their wrongdoing. When they repent, we need to forgive them, we need to reconcile with them, and we need to accept them and restore them. But again, these are the matter of faith. That is the important things, how to apply all these principles in our life as a servant of God, as a people of God, as a Christian, as a disciple of Jesus. We need to apply these things in our lives. And that's why the message today is for us. We need to understand. You know, in verse 4, and if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, then again to thee saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Here, very important is about forgiveness. Very important. Those who repent, we need to forgive them. Sin needs to be dealt with, exposed, transparency is there, no compromises. And those who repent, we need to forgive them and restore them. 7 times a day is not possibly even here a different kind of sin. Different kind of sin he do, and he repent of them. You need to forgive. In verse 5, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Why they told him increase our faith? It means, Lord, we cannot do all these things. You want people to do bad to me and I keep quiet? I will not react? I will not fight? You want me to forgive? You want me to go and face and rebuke? That's what they say. What mean that? They cannot do this. They are not willing to obey. You know, when they told him, increase our faith. You know, faith, how will the faith will increase? Faith will increase when we start to obey Christ and put into action His instructions. Amen? Increase the faith, you know. The faith here will increase when we start to obey. And you know, in response to this, when the disciples, you know, because when they saw Him increase our faith, Jesus was able to see what is inside them. Jesus gives them two another parables, and in order so that they can see exactly what is the wrong thing that they have in their faith, how they need to perfect their faith, how their faith will be right, how their faith will be increasing. He gives them two parables. The first parable in verse 6, and the Lord says, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. You know, he's telling them that, you know, the mustard seed is the smallest, very small seed. And he said, if you have faith like this, and you tell it to the big fig tree to go and uproot, to go to the see, it will obey. What you want to tell here is that faith, if it is accompanied by obedience, that is the way how it will be increased. You know, many of the people, Christians, disciples, you know, for them, faith will increase when there's miracles, wonders. That's part of it. But the most important part is that, are they willing to obey God? Are the apostles willing to obey and all these principles to apply in their lives? And are we willing to comply with all these teachings? That's how the faith will increase. You know, most of the people, they think that, you know, increased faith should be accompanied by miracles, more financial gain, more authorities when we come to Christ, more favor, more privilege. That is part of it. But the other part is that our obedience. Are we willing to obey? Are you willing to suffer in such a way that you keep your mouth shut and don't speak at His back, go to speak to His face? Are you willing to forgive? Are you willing to accept again those who repented? These are the matter of faith that Jesus wants us to apply in our lives today. And you know, He gives them another parable. Another parable, you know, because they asked to increase our faith, increase our faith. So he showed them what is faith all about. We need to understand now as a Christian, what is faith all about? There are principles Christ put, we need to follow. We need to obey His word. We are expecting big things, but we are not willing to obey His principles in our lives. What else He said to them? He told them the story about that servant. That servant, the story of it in verse 7 to verse 10. In verse 7 to verse 9, he, you know, that this parable about that, the work of that servant, he is telling them is that coming to Christ, Christ wanted from you to provide service. It is hard work. It is willingness to be humiliated. It is willingness to submit to God's will and to the style of life that God had ordained for you to pass through. It's not about only material things. But are you willing to suffer for Christ? Are you willing to go through the narrow gate? Are you willing to submit yourself to his will? Are you willing to suffer for him and do hard work? Like this story of this servant? You know, what we learn from this? What we learn from this story, that what Jesus wants to tell us in verse 7, but which of you have a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him, by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat. The first thing here is that servant is involved in two kind of work, plowing, that's farming, and feeding the cattle is another job, taking care of cattle. Two kind of job. Are you willing to get involved with two kind of job? You know, you are working in a place, and they may ask you to do the another kind of job, but same payment, no increase. What do you do then? According to this, we have to obey and comply and go on. Because that's our faith in God now. That's how to express faith. That is how to express faith. There are people, that's what we need. We need patience. We need perseverance. And that's what Christ wants us to develop in our lives. Hard work. And what else we learn here? Expect to get involved in a long hours work. You know, this servant will wake up early morning, right? And he walk in the field, and when the sunset coming, he go home. And when he go home, read verse 8, what he will do at home? He will sleep, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup. He will have to prepare dinner. And gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. You know, it is a long hours work, non-stop. That is the kind of suffering that certain time we may expose to, I mean, to go through it. The Lord will, you know, the Lord will help us, but are we willing to comply with his will, and are we willing to go along the plan that he has for us? What we learn from here, from this? Don't grumble when things like this, but rather to give thanks to God. Why we need to give thanks? From this story, from this what we have read about this servant, we should give thanks because that servant has a place to live, he has home. He has food and drink available for him. He has work. And you know, when you are working, you feel good because you are doing your part toward God and to the people, and you are satisfied. And what else? You should give thanks for the strength. For the strength. When God gives us strength, God, it means enabling us to do the work that he wants us to do. We should not grumble. We should not be frustrated or upset because we are getting involved with such kind of work, because that is usual for us to get involved with. What else? What else we can learn from this story? You know, he say in verse 7, you know, when he has come from the field, sorry, I will read before it. Will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat. You say, will he, when he coming to enter the house, will he tell him, you come, or you are tired, or you are hungry, or you are thirsty? Will he tell him, come sit down and eat? And then he say in verse 8, he say, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may eat and gird myself. You see here, the servant was very tired, coming from work, and the master is not aware, or he's not appreciating, or he's not mindful what kind of suffering that he's passing through. Let me tell you something, you know. Don't put in your mind that people would think about your hard work and offer you rest and food to eat, you know. Usually it should be that they should appreciate the people that you serve, the people that you are doing your best to them. They should be aware, they should be mindful of what you are doing good. But most of the time, people are not concerned about you. Yeah? People are not concerned about your hard work, your service, and what you are doing. Because usually the people are selfish. People are used to take advantage and abuse those who are serving Christ. So don't put that in your mind. Because if you put that in your mind, and you are expecting something, and then they are not appreciating, and they are not mindful about you, what will happen to you? You will get discouraged. You will get frustrated. You will make a fuss. You will grumble, and you will react. Don't put such thing in your mind. Don't grumble. And also, don't put in your mind appreciation, invitation, gratefulness, gratitude toward your good service and deeds. You know, when you put these things and not happen, what will happen to you? Get discouraged, self-pity, yeah? And you know, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 23 and verse, you know, we are serving Christ, amen? We are serving Christ on earth. This message is very good to all of us. We need that attitude to be corrected. He said to them, in verse 23, and whatsoever you do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. You know, here he's telling them, you are serving God, and he will be the one to reward you. Salvation belongs to God. Jesus gave us salvation, eternal life, deliverance, healing, protection, guidance in our lives, provision from Him. Everything is coming from Christ, and we are serving Him. We need to humble down. You know, when we have a pride, we are expecting from the people. But when we humble down, we are looking unto Christ, because from Him all these things will come unto us. Hallelujah. So these are the things. When they told him, increase our faith, he said, okay, I will show you what is wrong inside you, so that when you correct these things, your faith in Christ will increase. And these are the, it's not the miracles, not the increased salary, not the authority or privilege. No, this, your obedience to this principle will make your faith going to increase. You know, review your life, and all what you need to do, and be sure to do them all. You see here, all the responsibilities that God gives to you, no one will do it for you. No one will do it for me. I need to do it for Christ. He will reward me. Amen. We need to be accountable, responsible to the responsibility that He given to us. No need to go into argument, self-pity, anger, get lazy, get making fuss and fight. It will not help at all. We need to comply with the Lord. We need to check ourselves now and see what are the things that we did not do. So speedily we need to go and accomplish. Then we need to show submission to God's will. We need to show hard work. We need to show also humility, and that what God expects from us. And you know, in verse 10, You see, so likewise, when you shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. These are very good things, you know, and we know it, but we need to apply it. This should be our motto. Not only we say it, but we should really apply it in our lives. Amen? Let's all stand in His presence. Let us commit ourselves unto Him. Let us repent of our sin, grumbling, laziness, fighting, unforgiveness, getting frustrated, discouraged, become bad example. Let us repent of all these things. We are expecting from people, we are expecting from that and this. Let us stop this, all these things. Let us repent. Let us look unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of all faith. Let's come unto Him. Let us repent of all these, from all this wrongdoing. Let us commit our life. That's how our faith will increase. Hard work, humility and submission to God's will. That's what God wants us to do. Lord, thank you. Let us repent. Let us renounce all our sins. Let us give our life fully to Him. Take your assignment. Take your work. Take your responsibilities. You need to do it. Yourself, God will help. God will provide. God will strengthen us. God will help us. Thank you, Jesus. Christ came from heaven to save us. Let us commit ourselves to Him. Let us surrender our lives to Him. Let us follow the principles of the message of today. That's how our faith will be increased and we can live a victorious life, pleasing life, good example to others, evangelizing, reaching people, making disciples, living our life unto Him. Help us. bless, O God. We love to serve you. We thank you for your word. We apply these words in our lives. We commit ourselves, O Lord, to the faith and principle that you give us. Lord, thank you for correcting us and inspiring us of the right way of life. We are your disciples, O Lord. Here we are. Send us, O God, to go on and serve you, Lord, and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God. Take your word and spread it. Let be a revival in the rest of the church, the rest of our members in different places. Use your word, O God, to inspire us, to revive us, to increase our faith, our obedience and our submission to you. Lord, take this recording and bless and protect it and spread. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let your hand be with us. Keep us from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.